This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
It's Tuesday, the 29th of December. Victoria Keelan is in the spotlight along with Doug Steffen. Phil's at the controls in our studio in Washington. Jennifer's off this week. And so now you know that part of the story. Let's see what other stories. The big reason that people like this season so much, Victoria, that is between Christmas and New Year, because one of the few times during the year when masses of people take it upon themselves to think about being different. That is, we're into New Year's resolutions. We're going to change our lives. Well, we got to talk about changing our lives. Let's we'll ask him about that in a month or so. I'm going to lose weight. I'm going to stop smoking. I'm going to be a better person. I'm going to give, well, it's like Lent in a manner of speaking. So hopefully, let's think about it in a positive way. Let's not, because it's not far off. You know, you got a couple of days till New Year's Eve is what, Thursday night, and Friday is New Year's. Tally ho, into the new year, into what the universe will, whatever they have in store, they, whoever they are, whatever that is in the universe, what do we have in store for ourselves? You can think your way into a pretty good year if you look at it that way. And I suppose I could start by chucking all the stories that are negative, all of the things that we talk about here. For example, instead of talking about how lousy it was that we're going to get $600, we could talk about getting $2,000. If that's, in fact, what's on your mind, the House has approved that. But what's going to happen in the Senate is the question. Actually, the bill passed pretty substantially, right? About 2-1. And that's not a bad thing. The well, it depends on what you consider to be bad or good or, you know, we went through yesterday at this time, Victoria, the $900 billion of where, you know, where's it all going? And that was kind of negative. It wasn't a great experience, but at least it's ear-opening, eye-opening, thought-provoking, because it seems to me you ought to know what is really going on, don't you think? I mean, that's, it isn't just about you. Okay, so $600 is lousy and $2,000 is better, for sure. Whether it gets by the old fossil that's in charge of the Senate, I guess, remains to be seen. But let's hold a good thought.
He doesn't want to spend any more money, even though he
has
no problem.
Well, it's not his money.
I know.
It's not his money.
I know. Well, he acts like it is, and he spends willy-nilly on the state of Kentucky. He can, you know, he can spend as much as he wants
there. He keeps getting
elected. Funds and, And then when people are starving, and we've seen it time and time again, that's what's happening across the country. He apparently has no interest in spending any more money.
So is that why?
If we get 2,000, then it's going to cost $645 billion or whatever the total would be. He doesn't want to spend that. So.
So it's his money, like it was his money. So what ought to happen is that somebody really should run against him and other influences around the country, big money. You want to really get rid of, you want to change things, then you really support the opponent. But he's just been when was he reelected? Wasn't he just reelected? So he got another 6 years of him.
Exactly.
Good luck unless he decides to retire. Anyway, so the delay would come on the fact that the Senate isn't ready to approve it, or is there another reason that this could be delayed, or is it just that?
Well, the two different, the delay would actually be in how fast they can get the payments out. So right now it's set to be 600. That's the bill that Trump signed. So that's a separate thing. Now, the House has, like you just mentioned, the House successfully voted to increase the 600 amount to 2,000. That could delay getting food and, you know, getting money out to people for food even further. But ultimately, it would be better because obviously it's more money. So we're not really sure where that stands right now. As of going forward with the plan that's on, you know, pen to paper, that's going to happen hopefully by the end of this week, except that on Saturday night, when Trump signed this, he signed the bill Sunday night. Saturday night, two major components had expired. And so it's going to take the extension for unemployment, the extra whatever it is, depending on your state, 300 or whatever it is, that extra
states.
Aid for unemployment, that expired Saturday night. Apparently what happens is in most states, that causes them to have to go back in and manually update the software. And that can actually delay payments by an entire week. So that's kind of a bit of the fallout of him. I know he was trying to fight for the 2,000. Whatever his motivation was, I don't care. I still think it's a good thing to send 2,000 and not 600. So, but unfortunately, because he missed that deadline, people are probably going to be waiting even longer for the money.
Well, so the other side of this is, if you look at, or if you can find a list somewhere, or if you really care about it one way or another, and you see where the obscene numbers going to the crazy pork features that are in there, and you get upset about it, and you start yelling at your senator, you should barrage your senator in your state, because more people are going to be influenced by the $2,000 than the $600, and more people are going to want to see that sort of relief payment, and more people are going to, it's the system. Whatever makes the most noise gets the most grease. And that really is in that, and the Senate needs to be the focus now. If you understand how the government works, that's what you got to do. You got to focus on the Senate, and you got to focus on, because Trump's not a problem. And by the way, Biden says that as soon as he gets inaugurated, he's going to do another one of these anyway.
He wants to, but that doesn't necessarily mean that he'll be able to, you know, because, and we have no idea. And they've obviously known each other for many, many years. They've worked together on many things, but that doesn't. That does, you know, things change as soon as one becomes the president. You know, you can have two people who've worked pretty well together for 40 years.
But
one
Joe
becomes
has a
the
reputation.
President.
Yeah, he's the president and resident. That's my Joe.
Can change.
That's my Joe. Not my Joe, but it's okay. Well, he's our Joe. He's there, so let's do what we have to do to make it all work. I think that ought to be the plan. So, that takes care of the relief package, as it were. In a moment, let's talk about where COVID is, where the vaccines are. I spent a lot of time yesterday trying to figure out, because I was told, okay, let's, you know, you got to get lined up or signed up for this. And I more am doing it for the value of the discussion on the air than I am getting it for myself. Although I do think, you know, for as many years as I haven't gotten any vaccines and I have no intention of getting a flu vaccine this year, but I think getting the COVID thing makes some good sense. So we'll talk about some more vaccines that are in the pipeline in a moment. We're live as usual here on this program. There are very few days in the year that we are not on the air live, not like a lot of the other programs that have the best of. Yes, it's time for the best. The best of what? What does that mean? I love that. The best of. Who decides what the best of is? I think it's up to, well, it depends. You look at the at the ratings, this time of year they aren't taking ratings. They stop during the vacation times and holiday times and stuff. So when you come back next week, everybody will be back and they'll be full of vim, vigor, and vitality. Let's charge ahead into the new year. I think that ought to be that should be our motto there. I said yesterday, I don't want to take a lot of time looking back at the old year. I may spend a little time tomorrow with Victoria talking about some of the things that make me feel older. A representative of what's happened in we're at the end of a 10-year cycle, and there are all kinds of things, you know, for convenience sake, a lot of times, it's the end of a 10-year, it's 20 years, it's 75 years, whatever it is. So it's reflection time. That's good. I think reflection is good, don't you? And you're kind of a reflective person. You're very intelligent, and you like to think about the what-ifs, and sometimes that's what, you know, reflection becomes. What if we'd have done this way, or what if I'd had taken a different step, all of that stuff. It's not about regret, it's just about, that's what really, let's learn from lessons learned. I'll tell you one thing that a lot of people are happy about. They've learned their lesson when it comes to this time of year, and being able to focus on their health and well-being, and the way to get relief from a lot of the congestion. One of my pals told me yesterday I was sounding a little gravelly. Do you think my voice has sounded gravelly lately. A little bit gravelly in the force.
Well, yesterday I thought you definitely sounded a little congested, for sure.
Yep.
I don't know about gravelly, though. No, I think you sound the same. But I think you had something going on in your sinuses.
Yeah, well, I have...
You need to use the Navaj.
I've been outside a lot in the last week or so. And that's, you know, better than being inside, but you still have a lot of these things that are outside. You have no idea how many airborne germs there are floating around you. And that's why Navaj makes such good sense, because it makes good nasal hygiene the way to live a more normal life, at least as far as your health and well-being is concerned. So we all have that in our mind. Maybe that's the New Year's resolution. I'm going to make sure that I'm surrounded by cleaner circumstances. My car is cleaner. My office is cleaner. My house is cleaner. The world I live in is cleaner. Because what's the old expression? Cleanliness is next to godliness. Well, it's if you don't want to get closer to God faster, you want to stick around for a while, and then maybe you should use this and keep that nasty stuff that's around you that you breathe in every day, like it or not, dust, bacteria, pollen, pollution. The world is full, unfortunately, of lots of stuff that we breathe in. Keep your nose clean. Think about it. You'll take action. You'll go to Navaj.com, and you'll get the system, and you'll use it. What is it, 2 to 3 times a week? Sometimes people use it every day, whatever it is. The product has everybody that uses it breathing easier. It's called Navaj. Find out how you can get yours at Navaj, N-A-V-A-G-E, Navaj.com.
What's in store this week at Staples?
Everything you need to start the year right.
Whether you meet at the office or on a video chat.
Or whether your commute is now measured in feet rather than miles.
Staples has everything you need, like home office furniture, the latest tech, and organizational supplies at amazing prices.
And now at Staples, 2021 dated desk pads are just $3.99.
Shop in store or pick up curbside.
Get a fresh start this year with big savings from Staples. Ends 1/2/21 while supplies last. Curbside available in most stores.
Is the cost of finishing the basement worth the benefit of some peace and quiet?
When questions find you, Merrill Edge Self-Directed Investing can help you find answers with personalized planning tools and insights to help you get where you want to go, even if it's just downstairs. Merrill, a Bank of America company. Visit MerrillEdge.com/withinreach to get started today.
Investing involves risk. Merrill Lynch, Pierce Fenner, and Smith Incorporated. Registered broker-dealer, member SIPC. Investment products are not FDIC insured or not bank guaranteed and may lose value.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. For professional parts people you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle. But now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
All right, let's get to the numbers here. Good news is the virus deaths appear to have dropped in numbers during this past week. And now what's next for the vaccines? There are more vaccines. That's good news, too, in the pipeline, Victoria. The study of another COVID vaccine, there's a new candidate for this. And so we got Pfizer, Moderna. And now, is it Novavax? Is that how you pronounce it, I think? Yeah.
Yeah. They just started yesterday, though. So that should be, I'm sure if it looks good, it'll be fast-tracked, probably like Pfizer and Moderna. But they just started yesterday. So with the, you know, with
more
the
whole
big thing with 30,000 volunteers. So we'll see.
Yeah, okay. More. Have more. Who did that song? More. How do you like it? More. But we'll figure that out in a moment or two, 21 after the hour.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
How do you like it? More. How do you like it?
This is one of those moments when I wish we did have television cameras on us, as you can see me dancing around in my seat.
Oh, everyone wants to see
move,
that.
Move.
Move. In the
move
bathrobe?
Yeah. My head around. Yeah. How do you like it? More. My friend Yoda is looking down upon me, along with my friend Charlotte, all the pictures on the wall, my children, and the calendar, which indicates we got a couple of more days. Tonight, Big Moon. Right? Trending stories right now, including the Big Moon. There's a moon out tonight. The moon is giving us an opportunity to bring light on the new year. What do you think? You ready
for... It's the last full moon of the year.
Yes, it is.
It's called a cold moon, which I've never heard of. I've never heard of that one, but
yeah. So the harvest moon and the blue moon, and
yeah, it'll be rising tonight, and apparently it's going to be pretty special. This is actually trending right now.
You think I didn't know that? I said this is our trending portion. I said this is trending. You thought I was kidding?
I never know what you know.
I know what's going on here, Victoria. Let's get on.
So 10:30 p.m. Eastern time tonight, it will reach peak illumination.
It wreaks havoc too.
Strong
moons do that. Yep.
Yep. So you can actually go to the Farmer's Almanac, the Moonrise Calculator, if you want to see a specific time of when it will be peak in your area.
Do you believe
area.
I have a Farmer's Almanac right here in my studio? Right.
I would not be surprised by
what
that.
What page are we going to? I can look at the pages. I'm on to January. Skywatch in January. It's probably too early, though, for that. Earth comes closest to the sun on the 2nd of January. All right? So that's what we're headed for. The moon is farthest away from us at this point. Remember now, that when we see those moons in the fall, it's because the moon is actually about 40, 50,000 miles closer to the Earth because it has what they call an apogee and a perigee. You know what that is, sort of an elliptical. It's not a straight circle around the Earth. It's an elliptical, so sometimes the year it's closer to us than at other times of the year. So, anyway, go ahead, please. I'm sorry I interrupted you. I do that from time to time, and I apologize.
No, that's fine. In case you're wondering, the cold moon comes from the Native American naming of it. It's because December is a cold month, and that's where it comes from. So that's originally how the Native Americans would classify it. But I think that, I mean, astrologically, I think this is supposed to be a big full moon as well. I believe it's it's the first full moon in Capricorn. So we're starting Capricorn season, and which is my season.
Yeah, it is. Happy birthday, by the way. I usually forget. So I know, but I'm getting in early because I usually forget when your birthday is. Isn't it the 4th? When is your birthday?
It is.
Fourth. Yes, hey, I remember.
You are correct.
Right.
So, so it's going to be, hopefully a good new season. Now, you're more plugged into the metaphysical, and you have psychics and astrologers at the ready
on your
for
hidden
you.
Power.
That's on your hidden powers.
Your hidden powers.
Yeah. And so my question, though, is you have said that 2021 is supposed to be a much better year for everyone. How far into the year do we have to get to see some results?
Not as early as I'd like.
Oh, great. That's not the answer I was hoping for.
Well, it's the wave is changing right now. I think there's a feeling, an energetic change, and who knows what brings it about. Again, back to the thoughts are things thing, and how our energy changes with the seasons, it changes with our attitude, changes with our experiences, and sometimes there are collective events, for example, the election, that change what really is going on, what we're thinking about, and I think that that there are more people that are getting onto it. I feel badly, and I don't want to necessarily talk about Trump, but there's sort of a wave now. He's the old news. Even with people who are big supporters of his, like the New York Post, if you look at that trending story.
Yeah, that was
he's
surprising. Yeah.
Out. Yeah. Well, so what was surprising about it from your perspective?
Well, just because the New York Post has been very pro-Trump. They endorsed him with a full-page, cover of his picture, and that's who they, encouraged people to vote for. And they're the only news outlet who ran with that story about Hunter Biden's laptop, which still kind of has gone nowhere. So, it just is surprising. I guess they've just reached the end of, of the support, and they basically said if he doesn't just, move on with the transition, then he's a threat to democracy. So it was pretty intense.
I'm not sure that that's the case. I think it's hard. We're a pretty hardcore bunch here in America, and it's hard to really tear things apart or tear things down. We can weaken the structure, to be sure, but that's probably as far as it goes. 28 and a half after the hour.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. For professional parts people you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
Here's today's top automotive tech story. I'm Nick Miles. In an effort to help make our streets safer, Ford is launching a new tool to aid cities using connected vehicle data and artificial intelligence to help build smart and safe transportation systems. Safety Insights is a web-based software tool for transportation planners and engineers from Ford that synchronizes crash data from multiple sources and combines it with Ford's own connected vehicle data. For more automotive tech news, you can go to testmiles.com.
Meet America's first and only hybrid minivan. The Chrysler Pacifica Hybrid delivers up to 32 miles all electric with a total driving range of 520 miles while offering plenty of space. Drive with confidence in the Chrysler Pacifica Hybrid.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle. But now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The House of Representatives overrode President Trump on Monday by rejecting his veto of a defense bill. The Democratic-controlled House voted 322-87 to override Trump's veto of the $740.5 billion bill. The National Defense Authorization Act, which includes funding for military projects and a pay raise for troops, was passed this month by the House and Senate. 1 week from today, Georgia will hold its Senate runoff elections. The two runoffs on January 5th will decide whether the Republicans continue to control the Senate or not. Republican David Perdue is against Democrat John Ossoff. The other race is between Republican Kelly Loeffler and Democrat Reverend Warnock. A Delaware computer repairman who went public with the Hunter Biden hard drive is now suing Twitter for defamation, claiming Twitter moderators unfairly branded him a hacker. The emails detailing Hunter Biden's shady overseas business dealings are reportedly now part of a federal tax probe. USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
The New England Patriots were thoroughly defeated by the Buffalo Bills on Monday Night Football, 38-9. Patriots head coach Bill Belichick gives a nod to the Bills.
Well, tonight, you know, we didn't play as well as we're capable of, and Buffalo played well. So they're certainly a better team tonight, and they, you know, were better than we were in all phases of the game. Offense, defense, special teams, playing, coaching. Fundamentals, they did a better job than we did.
Patriots quarterback Cam Newton says all he wants to do is win.
Yeah, it's disappointing. You know, I'm just doing what I'm asked to do, trying to be the best player for this team that I could possibly be. That's what it is. I'm just trying to do and be the best player that I could possibly be for this team. And that's what it is. It's nothing that another opposing team is doing. But I'll be the first to say that I need to get better. It starts with practice. I just want to win.
Buffalo quarterback Josh Allen broke a team record with 34 touchdown passes this season. Josh credits his success to the team.
We care about each other a lot in Buffalo. The way that we practice, the way that we work, the way that we attack each and every day and come out here and play for each other. It's a fun group to be a part of. You know, again, hats off to our front office for bringing the guys that they've brought in. Ultimately, it's about the Jimmy and Joes and going out there and executing the game plan, and we did that tonight.
For the final week of the regular season, the Bills host the Dolphins Sunday. The Patriots will host the Jets. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
I'm Dr. Ignatius Piazza, founder and director of Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and TrumpsArmy.us. Are you willing to stand with President Trump and the U.S. armed forces he commands to help defend the office of the president, the streets of America, and the U.S. Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic? Then go to TrumpsArmy.us and allow me to reward you for your patriotism as only I can. TrumpsArmy.us. We are Trump's citizen patriots. TrumpsArmy.us.
Your old standby as me, but this is the standby show, the DJV show. Doug, Jen, Victoria, Doug, Stephen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria, Keelan, Jennifer Horn is on vacation this week, as are lots and lots of Americans. A lot of people are taking it or making it easy for themselves to sort of move into the year 2020. And it could be a year for a lot of people to feel much better. The year of well-being, I've heard it described. We were talking about the full moon and that entrance into the new year. A lot of ways of entering into the new year, having a good positive attitude. We were talking about astrology a little bit, the new moon. There are, you were asking about the astrological impact of all of this, Victoria. Mm-hmm. There are a lot of people, the Capricorn moon, as you call it, because it's the month of Capricorn according to astrology, at least Western astrology. Eastern astrology has you a month behind. Few signs, though, can appreciate all of the beauty and the wonders of the world quite like you can, Victoria. And that's a good thing, because you are leaders who get into the new year. Capricorns are sort of in charge. I don't know what sign Joe Biden is. Do you know when his birthday is?
I don't. That's a good question. I will find out right now.
To find out what all that connection is. But it's a time for people who are of this this sign, with Capricorn.
November 20th is his birthday.
All right, so he's right on the cusp of Scorpio and Sagittarius. An interesting combination, fire and water.
And I think he shows that, doesn't he, in his personality?
Yeah, when he gets
passionate about something, you see the fire.
I'll take you outside, bub. Remember that from the debate?
Let's go outside. But I think he also has a very much of a, you know, he's had so much tragedy in his personal life. Yeah. Somehow he has this... He has this ability to find peace within all that. I don't see him as someone who is in constant turmoil or conflict, even though he would have every right to be, you know. And so it's that is an interesting. I would love to see what his whole chart is, where his moon is. That's really interesting.
Yeah, it would be. All right. Speaking of Biden, the Post, we were talking about that then with regard to Trump, but the laptop source. For the Biden laptop has sued Twitter. We'll talk about that a little bit later on, but I thought there was an interesting story for us to spend a moment on here. It's a computer repair shop. And would you like to go back just for a minute to bring us, how did they get this? Did somebody bring it in? It wasn't Biden, obviously. Mm-hmm. Somebody who bought it from Biden, or how did this person get a hold of the laptop?
No one knows that.
Lost that in my mind, or we didn't know to begin with. Okay.
No one knows the answer to that, including the repair shop, which has always been very fishy to me. So no one just drops off a MacBook. These are expensive computers. No one just drops it off and doesn't have a receipt or any type of contact information. The whole thing was very fishy.
Sketchy.
From the beginning. Yeah.
Yeah, very sketchy. Yep. All right, so Lori Loughlin has managed to exit stage left. She has been released from prison after the college scam. What was the point? So she was there how long? The other lady that went to jail.
Felicity Huffman only did 2 weeks because she only paid $15,000 to have her daughter's SAT scores changed. Lori Loughlin and her husband is serving 5 months. She did 2 months because they paid $500,000 and they were much more involved in the scheme. Mm-hmm. So it was a mess. I think it certainly sent a message, I would hope. And I think that was the point of it, to send them to jail and it's stupid. And I have very conflicted feelings about white collar situations in jail, but you know.
Well, I don't know what's going to. I think a higher fine and wasting time. That was a big. They went to Dublin. Both the two prisons they went to are country clubs, basically. The one in Dublin, California, she was there for a couple of months. Her husband went to the one near Santa Barbara in Lompoc. That's nothing. Those are easy, minimum security prisons. So what's the point? You make a lot of noise, for sure. Well, the news media made a lot of racket about all of this.
But, you know, racially, though, if they were able to just pay a fine and not go to prison, when there are so many black people who are locked up for even far lesser.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I hope that Biden does something about that. You know, they talk about it and changing the federal. And Trump, to his credit, also said that he needed a change. I don't know what really happened while he was president, but the numbers, I don't know where the numbers are versus where they were 4 years ago as to number
That's
of people locked up, black
know.
Or white. My suspicion is they probably are a lot lower, but then the news media doesn't focus on stuff like that with him. Especially, they'd rather pound away at him.
Well, I don't know that that's true. I don't know. Yeah, but I don't know that the numbers are lower at all.
Well,
I don't know.
Let's do that.
He signed some commutations to get people out with the help of Kim Kardashian and the Innocence Project and things like that she's been working with. The Innocence Project is, you know, the author John Grisham.
Yes.
He is the co-founder of the Innocence Project, and so. There are some great documentaries that are on Netflix that are that the Innocence Project produced, and there are some stories that just makes your head spin.
Yep.
You're just like, wait a minute, what country are we living in now?
Yeah. So what about their daughter is supposedly some kind of influencer, Olivia Jade? What makes her a social media influencer? Why would anybody give a damn about what she thinks or what her experiences are.
Well, apparently people did. She had a lot of, she had millions of followers on Instagram and YouTube. She did YouTube videos and, you know, all kinds of stuff. And then she got caught up in all of this and knew what they were doing was wrong. Her father's the one who, you know, positioned her and the sister on the rowing machine at home and faked that they had both been on the crew team and the whole thing. And that's how they both got into USC. So that's what this whole thing was really about. She went to USC. Her sister was already there, her older sister. And then Olivia Jade checked in. And I say checked in because she treated it like a hotel. She did not go to class. Amazon sponsored her dorm room. So she would do videos with this perfectly put together dorm room, like something out of a movie. And so, and then she basically made videos saying she doesn't really want to be in college and she just wants to party. So, and then her parents went to prison because they got her into that college. So the whole thing, it had, I mean, it has all the makings of a Lifetime original movie. Maybe her mom will star in it. I don't know. So we'll see.
All right. In sports considerations, Golf Hall of Famer Greg Norman shared photos on social media showing he's been hospitalized because he's got COVID. He's 65 years old, originates from Australia. I think he still lives there. I'm not mistaken. He was big.
Is he the one who was married to Chris Everett for a while? Or are they still married, maybe?
No, his wife is Michelle. I don't know now if his wife is Michelle. I don't remember that.
I don't know.
That's interesting. That's it. We always have these questions. So with questions, there comes an answer here or there. He said, he posted on Instagram saying that he was experiencing these symptoms and posted photos showing himself in the hospital bed. This is my Christmas. Sums it all up. His son, Greg Norman Jr., tested positive. He was on social media, said that his wife, Michelle, has tested positive as well. They played
the
father.
That's the daughter-in-law. I just looked this up. So I was right. He was married to Chris Everett, but it was only 1 year. He wastes no time. So in 2007, he got divorced. 2008, he married Chris Everett. They were married for 1 year until 2009. And in 2010, he married his current wife, Kirsten. So he gets around.
He's been with her a long time. Anyway, he had flu-like symptoms, mild fever, cough, aches, pains, headache. He said he took a virus test last Tuesday, came back negative, but he was in self-quarantine anyway. He went to the hospital on Friday, shared a photo of himself in the hospital bed and another medical professional in head-to-toe personal protective equipment was in the room with him. It's interesting how some of the other countries like Australia have taken this, what they do with the hospital rooms, how they clean them, the doctors, what they wear, their garb, that sort of thing. Yeah, Australia's taken it pretty seriously, I think.
They have, they've been pretty low with cases. Yeah. But, you know, maybe he's a smoker, because he's not that old, and he's in really good shape. So it was surprising that he landed in the hospital. I was surprised that he landed in the hospital with COVID. I'm just guessing
smokers.
Maybe he's a smoker.
Yeah.
I don't know.
A lot of golfers are smokers, as it turns out. You don't have to be physically, you know, you don't have to be at the top of your game, pardon the pun. You're walking around a golf course with a golf club. It's not like you were working, running up and down the field with a bunch of football players. Speaking of that, the NFL has fined the Baltimore Ravens $250,000 for violating protocols that caused an outbreak, which forced a lot of the, how many games were postponed and how many people were out? Didn't another quarterback this weekend, was he for the Ravens? Another quarterback got thrown out of the game basically this weekend, if I remember correctly, because of COVID. Yeah, exactly.
Mm. Yeah, I haven't watched football in a long time. This whole season is kind of a mess.
But your husband is a sports producer. Does he watch the stuff?
He does, yeah.
Vacuum?
He watches. I haven't heard him. I think the Jets won, and it was like the second game of the season that they won or something. I don't know. I really didn't pay any attention, so
right,
I don't know
so
to say more.
We won't sign anymore. We won't take any more
authority. We're going to get the hate mail, and it's like, calm down.
You never know what you're talking about when it comes to sports. That's the big idea. Anyway, so but if you look back on the season, the NFL has filed these fines against the number of teams violating the protocols. New York Saints paid not once but twice $500,000, and they lose a draft pick. The Raiders from Las Vegas paid $500,000 and a draft pick, and the Patriots paid $350,000, but the NFL didn't punish the Broncos because the team disciplined its own players, and the organization wasn't found negligent. So
where does all that money go when they have these huge
fines? Kind of like the fines that you get from, you know, when the government takes, what was it, they fined, was it Google, $200 million or some crazy thing. Money goes into the general fund, and it's lost. Gone. Mm-hmm. Yeah, nobody ever hears.
Like the lottery.
About it. Yeah, it is. Yeah, where's that money go? Uh-uh. Well, we're supposed to do this with it, but no. It is, it's really kind of a black hole. Anyway, so that's the story of the NFL, and that's the story of, I had one more here, the health update. Speaking of health, Jesse J is a singer. He was in the hospital over Christmas as well. Okay, so I have no authority here whatsoever.
Jesse J is a British pop singer, most recently linked to Channing Tatum. They've been dating since
he
got divorced. Yeah. Oh. So she spent Christmas in the ENT, the ear, nose, and throat hospital, because she has, is it Meniere's disease?
Meniere's disease. It's an inner ear condition, right.
Apparently it was so bad. Yeah, apparently it was so bad that she went deaf in one ear and couldn't walk straight because of the vertigo.
Oh, vertigo. Right, exactly.
So, So she's doing okay now, but...
How old is she?
In her 30s. And she said that it sounded like someone had crawled in her ear and turned a hairdryer on. I can't
Maybe
even imagine
how distracting
it must be.
Maybe she's been listening to too much of her own music. What does it
she's
mean?
Actually really good. She's got is a great she? Voice. Phil. Every single time... Yeah, Phil, if you want to pull
something
up...
Find a little Jesse G, will you? Jesse J.
Jesse J. Every time I hear what I think is Katy Perry, but it sounds really good, it's always Jesse J. So, that's... But anyway, but Meniere's disease, this is something that I didn't know. 615,000 Americans have this.
Yeah, my father had a bad case of it.
Oh, really? Wow.
Yeah, really bad. How old is she?
You just asked me that. She's in her 30s. I don't know specifically.
I didn't remember hearing the 30s.
Oh, do you have the ear problem, too?
I have a vertigo problem. What'd you say? I need to help myself. And maybe I need to go on a weight loss program to fix my ear. A lot of people do have fat in their ears, by the way.
Ew.
If you didn't know that. Yeah, you do. You have fat. There are a lot of things that get into your ear. Fat gets into your ear. Wax gets into your ear. Oh, yeah. A lot of people have problems. You don't stick. I have... It's probably too much information.
Oh,
I have one
no.
of these little squiggly things that I put in my ear that bring the wax out so you don't have put a Q-tip in it. It's a little plastic squiggly thing that brings all the stuff out, and then you're all set. All right, aren't you happy I told you that? Here's something else you'll be happy about. Ideas about weight loss. As we've had these chronic problems with chronic diseases that are brought about by having too much around your belly. And so there are people who, I saw a picture yesterday of somebody who's going in for, what do they call that surgery, not laparoscopy, what happens when you, liposuction, that's what it is. And so, you know, the doctor uses a magic marker, and this picture shows the doctor putting a circle around where the fat is that they're going to extract in the lipo. And it really looks like it could be painful. It looks kind of gross, actually. But then all that weight around your belly does look gross, and it's not healthy. More importantly, well, never mind what it looks like, what does it do to you? So how about we make a lifestyle management change and decide that we're going to get rid of the weight, and you're going to do it by using Calitrin. Calitrin is the product that is natural and is going to work for you. It works for everybody else. Why shouldn't it work for you? Check it all out. Go to toploss.com and look at all of the bona fides that are there, all the people who have had success. You get on the program as well. 45-day guarantee. If you haven't started to lose the weight, you get your money back. And all that guarantee comes with using the DJV checkout option. Okay, DJV at toploss.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net. To get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411-411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Tech Talk time, 53 after the hour. This is the DJV program. Victoria Keelan is here, as I am, Doug Steffen, with the trending stories from the world of technology. We're going to talk about what the FAA has dropped restrictions on right after this.
Even for customers who bought or already owned their own modems. Considering this is commonly up to $10 a month, that does add up over time. Well, that now has come to a stop. This month, a law took effect that makes it illegal to charge customers with their own modem, and if you're one of those, you should be sure to know your new rights, and we've tweeted all the details over at The Geek Out.
It can happen easily. A few drinks become a few too many. It's time to go when you think of calling for a ride home. Nah, what's the worst that can happen? You get pulled over, you lose your license, you total your car, you kill someone. Drive sober or get pulled over. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle. But now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
All right, so Victoria, what is the FAA dropping restrictions on?
on drones. So if you have a hobby and you like to fly drones around, or if you operate commercial drones, you're going to have to, by the year 2023, there will be some really tight restrictions on that. The FAA has just issued the single biggest set of changes to U.S. drone law since the agency first took an interest in this type of tech. And so with the proper license, you'll be able to fly at night and over crowds of people. But the biggest change is in 2023, it may be illegal for you to fly some drones at certain drones at all unless you retrofit them with their own broadcasting equipment. And so in 2022, the U.S. government will require every new mass-produced drone weighing over half a pound to broadcast your location, meaning you, the pilot, as well as the location of your drone. This makes a ton of sense for if you think about the airports that have reported issues with drones, drones flying over large crowds of people. It's privacy laws. Everybody, every celebrity in Hollywood has drones flying over their home. And you may think, eh, well, whatever, they're celebrities. But no one really deserves to have a drone spying on you in the backyard.
Privacy,
you know?
Of course.
Yeah, when you're playing with your kids in the backyard, you're not looking for attention, and there are drones that are flying over you and filming you. And so part of this is privacy stuff. Part of it is essentially just safety. And so, you know, we know that there's a lot of tech involved with drones. The capabilities that they have are enormous. And so having a clear indication of where they are and where the pilot of the drone is, I think, is a really good thing. I wish it wasn't going to take another couple of years, but that's the plan they've come up with. And there will be no grandfathering in for older drones. If you're going to fly an older drone, anything that's airborne, it's going to have to be retrofit, or you're going to have to scrap it and buy a brand new one. So
that's good for the I wonder who got that passed.
Well, I have a feeling that drone operators are like model plane enthusiasts. You know, they tinker with them all day long. I think most people who have a drone will just retrofit it.
Do you have one?
No. I could give a crap about drones. No. That's not our thing at all. But but some people, you know, I see people, I live at the beach, and so people are flying drones constantly at the beach. Whether they're taking creepy photos of people in bikinis or what, I don't know what they're doing, but they're always flying drones. So
creepy.
I think this is going to be a good thing.
Yep. All right. This may not be such a big or such a good thing we're talking about the New York Post dropping their focus on Mr. Trump. Mm-hmm. And now there's more on the Hunter Biden laptop. What's the scoop?
Well, the computer repair shop owner, his name is John Paul Mac Isaac. He is suing Twitter for defamation, claiming that the fact that they labeled the story from the New York Post as hacked information. He says that they have falsely labeled him as a hacker. We don't know if he actually did or not. So we know the facts are the laptop got somehow dropped off at his shop in Delaware, and then apparently he took it to the FBI. He let the FBI know that it was there after he supposedly saw some emails that he thought were suspicious. The FBI did nothing with it because the emails don't have any metadata. And if you've heard that term being tossed around, what that means is every email you send has a message ID number. It's like a thumbprint. And it has the time and the date that the email was created. The email, supposedly, from this Ukrainian guy to Hunter Biden saying, you know, and thanks for arranging this meeting with your dad or whatever, none of that, there is no authentication whatsoever for those emails. That's why Twitter labeled it was hacked material. I think this guy is going to have a hard time winning this lawsuit, but we'll follow it. We'll see where it goes.
All right. That's the good word from the good woman named Victoria.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.